Okay, let's start. We saw damaging somebody, the onus gomel machlokas. We saw that even if you hold onus gomel, is being hived still. But we saw last week there's a concept is that you had rishus, the Torah gave you permission to damage in case of the horror that was given led to a person and he died. None of the relatives realized it was a borrowed horror. They thought it belonged to the father. They ate it. They're not chayev, even though mazik, gomel, but onus may be chayev. But here they're not chayev because they have no reason to assume that what they're doing is called mazik. They can assume that it belongs to their father. It's in the rishus. Therefore, that's how the Ramban answers why that will not chayev. Let's start with a case like this. It's an interesting case, not in the case itself, but in the way to look at it, because there's two ways you can look at it. I would like to hear your views on this. Reuven is a gadol. That's what he does for a living. There's quite a few out there in different forms. But we're going for the natural form. He steals cars. So he comes up to a car, looks around, sees that is a good opportunity for him, and he smashes the window, enters the car, and drives off. A few minutes of driving, he hears a noise in the back seat. He turns around and he sees a child who was suffocating in the car up until Reuven turns up.
Is the Maisa Shohaya?
Yes, Maisa Shohaya. And he realized that he needs to take the child to emergency care because the child is just under distress. So he quickly took the child to Hatzolah. And they managed to revive the child. Of course, he had to tell the Hatzolah people he's not the father, and they contact the father comes, and he says, thank you very much to Reuven for saving his child, for breaking into the car, saving the child from death.
Here's a reward for...
However, you owe me money for breaking the window. So now we're in Basin. Does Reuven have to pay for breaking the window or not? In such a scenario?
Why shouldn't he have to pay?
If he had good intentions, he was saving a life.
He didn't have good intentions.
If he had
broke the window.
I mean, he did save a life.
That was Mamela.
It's the only way to save a life.
That was a memela. He didn't intend to do that.
So do we care about intention?
So let me read you the first one, Malcolm. You tell me whether it enters into this allowance. Since the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Beisuf Gimel, Echad Shorotav Acha Harotav, somebody's running after somebody to kill him. He's a rotav, and somebody is running. Comes and chases after the one who's trying to kill somebody. Reuven tried to kill somebody. Shimon sees Reuven tried to kill somebody. So Shimon comes and chases after Reuven Lahatzos and Nidav in order to protect and save the one who's being pursued. V'shobek Galim, in the course of trying to save the person, he broke some Galim. Doesn't matter whether he broke the kelim of the one who's actually chasing, or it may be just someone in the street. He broke his kelim in order to save this person's life. He is not only done a mitzvah for saving somebody's life, he's also potter from paying for the damage he caused.
Here good intent.
So when you save somebody's life, you can, in order to achieve that aim of saving his life, you can even damage some items blowing into somebody else who's not even involved in the pursuit of that person, and you're potter from pain.
It's not when you save somebody's life, it's when you're being osik and saving somebody's life. Even if you didn't save his life, you're still potter.
So is it comparable? Okay, so what did Reuben do? He broke the window and he saved the child's life.
First he did one, he broke the window to steal the car. Saving the life came afterwards. He didn't break the window in the process of trying to save the
car. It wasn't road day.
But on the other hand, if you see a child in a car, then the only way to save his life is to break his window. You need to break the window to save his life. So that's also it. It's the same as the Shulchanor.
Here is he doing with the intention.
The reason the tour is not to prevent people from being afraid to pay for damages when they have to save someone's life. So that's why there is the tour. There's a shayach in this case.
If you ask you whether the father should say to get it, it's a different question. He broke the window to steal the car.
Okay, so let me give a reasoning why maybe you have to tell me why this is not true. We saw that Yoshim come along, they see a cow grazing in their father's house who's no longer with us. They say, well, looks like my father's cow, and they go and shet it and eat it. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Lekula Alma, no machlokas, those Yashim are not chayav for damages. Why? We said, not only because it's an onus, but we said, because they had permission to do it.
So their frame of mind counts.
Does their frame of mind necessary for it?
Well, if they didn't think that it was mutter, then they'd be chayav. It's only because they thought it was mutter at the mutter.
But the Messias tells us over there.
The Messias was that it's asur.
The Messias says that they had permission to do it. The Torah gave them permission to eat the cow. Why did the Torah give them permission to eat the cow? Because the Torah says you can assume that it's your father's. So therefore you have permission to eat the cow even although it's not the cow and you're not chayv to it. Because we give you permission.
That's only when
we
make that assumption.
Permission. So here also the Torah is giving permission for this window to be broken.
Here is exactly the opposite. There they look at the cow, they look at the situation and say, it must be of ours. Here he looks at the car, he says, oh, it's for them for stealing. He doesn't look at it. The same as in the first case, the opposite case, there's no reason to think that it's not his father's. There's no reason to think he's going to be a baby inside, he's going to save his life. Exactly the opposite.
Okay, you're doing by the Kavanah. Do we need that Kavanah? Or is the tour there, is the fact the Torah says over there, this cow can be eaten. Doesn't matter if you have good Kavanahs, bad Kavanahs, this cow can be eaten under these circumstances.
Because if they came and didn't realize it was their father's ranch and said, I'm going to steal this cow because I think it's not my father's ranch, they'd be hired.
No, close the cow, close the Torah, didn't say that. Because in the exact same circumstances, it just so happens they knew it wasn't their father's cow. They were
saying. Okay. I have a different question though. Why isn't the father chayim to pay the ganer for the service he provided by saving his child's life?
Service is not called something you should charge.
Why not?
It's not a chargeable service.
What?
Yeah, you have to save people for free.
The
question is, questions are coming around. How can doctors charge for the services? Well, that's the question.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's possible to everybody that this gun is his time because you need the commander and you have bad commander. Okay, let us move on.
Is that the answer or is there more?
We'll see.
So let's move on to the next case.
We're moving on to the next case and we'll come back to this case. So you see it, my tone of voice was correct, but the conclusion was wrong.
I'm just curious, what was the Dayston's reaction when this father came in and said, thank you for saving his life again?
I wasn't there at the time, but I know how I would react. Okay. Now, another case in Dayston. Somebody not keeping Shabbos. One of the son, he drives his car on Shabbos. Okay, doesn't keep Shabbos. Course of driving his car on Shabbos, his son just suddenly the brakes stop working. The car is out of control and crashes into a parked car. Okay. We're in Boston now.
Because he keeps jumping, he's in Boston.
Well, he's being slapped to Boston.
Does he have to pay for damages?
Yes.
Or does he not have to pay for damages?
He has to pay for damages.
Said that he wouldn't pay.
Well, it's not that he wouldn't, he's the owner. But the reason
he
has to pay is because he's not an owner.
Why is he an owner?
He's a poshea. He's not an owner.
The brakes.
Well, we'll discuss other aspects of the shayla another time. But one aspect of the shayla brought up, I'm an owner. The car was perfectly fine, had a service, everything's working well. Driving normally, suddenly the brake stopped working.
You drive a car, it's your responsibility.
What's right? I checked it. I did everything that was my responsibility.
You get in the car, you take responsibility for what happens.
No, that's still a law, but this is a
yes,
law,
so something which I can control. Something here I can't control. And therefore, I'm potter for damages because I'm an owner.
My focus.
Yeah, and that the five or not. Okay, so that Machlokas, what we said, you can't take money out of me because I'm an owner. Okay, that is his pay. Is there anything to suggest? No, over here.
He's a Boshe, he's not an owner. He shouldn't have been on the road in the first place for the Shabbos.
But what's that got to do?
That's got to do with you are in the wrong place at the wrong time. When you're a poshe, you're responsible for onus. If I get drunk and I sit in a car when I'm drunk, I'm an onus when I smash into you. But I'm a poshe for getting into the car.
Does anybody argue on the matzah over here?
Well, can we say if it wasn't Shabbos, it's not
right? Being drunk affects your driving ability. Driving on Shabbos does not affect your driving ability.
Very good.
And the pshia has nothing to do with the driving. It has to do with a different matter.
My pshia resulted in my being in the wrong place. If I wasn't poshe, and this wouldn't have happened, then I'm responsible for the pshia.
That's a machlokas.
What?
Is a machlokas. Just because you start in the Gemara, just because you started off with pshia. Whatever.
Okay.
Paskin.
Yeshua Yisrael. One of the early Achronim, not so early, about 150 years ago, says like this. Based on the Gemara in Subas, he makes this following conclusion. Zor sha'ochu tshuma sha'avihem b'mezit, a Yisrael who's also to eat tshuma, he goes and takes tshuma which his father owns. Amazed.
Wait, his father is in Israel?
The father is Israel.
That is the own Truman.
And he separates Truman, yes?
But that's not his money.
It's not his money, but he thinks it belongs to him. Yeah. Zasha Ochel Truman shall be in Bemazed. He's Bemazed with Truman. Yota Tachaiman of Misa Amad. Then we say he's chayev misa or makus, depending whether it's bemesed or b'shoke. Niu to shoke the sovish shalom. Even though really he should be considered a shoke, because he thought it belonged to him, belonged to his father, so he thought it belonged to him as well, and therefore he shouldn't be hired to pay for the damages. What's going on over here? Let's speak out the case he's talking. Very cryptic, the words, but we'll speak out the case. This Yisrael walks into the house. He sees food over there. There's a sign on it, Chuba. He thinks it belongs to his father. He knows it's awesome to eat sugar. Everyone thinks it belongs to his father. Really, it didn't belong to his father. Really, it belonged to a Kohen. And he goes ahead and eats it. Yes, he's wrong for eating the chumah, but can we charge him damages? Can the Kohen claim from him that you mazik my food? Or not? What is it comparable to the case that we learned up to now? The cow. You got a cow sitting in the chotzer. He thinks it belongs to his father. We say he's got all rights to think it belongs to his father. He eats it and shakes it. He's not high for damages. See, also, even although he knows he's doing issa, what issa? Eating chumah. But he thinks the chumah doesn't belong to the goat. It belongs to his father. So can the goat have claims? No. Because it's in the father's rishus. He thinks it belongs to the father. He has all rights to think it belongs to the father, and therefore he eats it.
And here it's different.
But says Yeshua, says, well, he's chayav to pay for the damages.
Why is he
potter? Lo mikre onus shabotam midim mazik. He's not called an onus. Why? Because the other boruch clear to me. B'niach lem avorim para. If you have that case of the Gemara where you leave a cow, the sabbis shushabim, he thinks it's his father's because it's in the chotzer. The tofu and the children go and shecht it be Yom Kippur, and they go and shecht it on Yom Kippur, and they eat it on Yom Kippur. Chayim and Dimazik, they're going to also be chayim to pay in such a case for the damages of the cow. Because no mikri onus. They can't say that an onus.
Why isn't the problem because it's money with the rabbi?
Because you damage it. Before it gets into status.
I'm surprised these guys are reason. I would have thought a different reason.
So, let's speak out over here, clarity over here. He's saying over here that even if you have the heter of thinking that it belongs to the father, but if you shouldn't be eating it for other reasons, hey, Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayav for damages because your whole heter was onus and you're not an onus.
Is that legitimate use?
I'll prove it to you from the Gemara, right? Ma'isha shetiruah leinasei v'ochol lekilchol is chayavus.
What?
Ma'isha shetiruah leinasei v'ochol lekilchol is chayavus. Because it depends. If she thinks what she's doing is mutter, period, then it's okay. But if she knows what she's doing is aser, even if it's for a different reason, then the fact that she was told is mutter is irrelevant.
So we see from here that having a heter to do an action is not enough. It has to be pure onus that you're involved in the action. And if you have any kavana which is not onus, you're going to be liable for the damage as well.
But it still doesn't sound like the driving on Shabbos case.
Here, the case seems to be similar, yeah. So let's relate it back to our case. Just as when we say, if you eat the cow on your kippah, you're chai for damages, because you shouldn't be eating the cow. And you're not interested in doing something mutter, you're just interested in doing something osa, like eating on your kippah. You're not interested in having the heter of the Torah, because you're eating on your kippah. Not interested in the Torah's heter. If you want to have the Torah's heter, you have to say that I want the Torah's heter. It's not automatic. You have to actually say, there's a heter, and I'm using the heter. Here they're saying, I'm eating your kippah. I'm not interested in the Torah. So therefore, you don't get the heter of damages either. So also in our case, the gadav, he's got a heter to break the window to save life. But if he says I'm breaking the window even not to save life, then you say I'm not interested in the heter. Then you don't get the heter. To be able to use the heter of the Torah, you have to actually say, I know there's a heter and I want to use that heter. But to do the damage even with Kavana not to use the heter, then you're not going to be get the allowance off, and you're going to be liable. That's what we seem to see from the Yeshua Sisa. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He brings down in Sefer Minchas Shlomo. on the Masechta Beit Sayyid says like this. Mi shiyovo al ishto betishavov, a Yom Kippur. Somebody has relationships with his wife, when it's awesome to have relationships.
It's not a Rabban or a Raisin.
Yom Kippur, Tishavov. Upisa ishto nitsa. Shloba Shas Festa. And in the course of that, she became a nitzah in the middle of the process. She became a nitzah, even though she wasn't supposed to become a nitzah. It's only 10 days away from being really a nitzah, and suddenly she became a nitzah. Lo, im lo yecheshev ones kibin shlo hoyo lemeir bledal is yom kippur. I'm stay isurim shodim. Line missing, but I'll explain this. He says that. He's going to be liable for the Issa of having relationship with his wife, for the Issa of having it on Yom Kippur, that is going to be liable for. But for the Issa of her being a Nidza, he's not liable, he's an onus.
Is he talking about the carbon here?
Talking about the Issa, you're getting, are you a chayiv for having a relationship with your wife as a Nidza?
Well, you can't be chayiv, even if you're not an onus, you're best to show game.
Yeah, or Peshaya. It could be considered a shogeg, yes.
Okay, so, but the Chayav Korban, both of it is Yisurim are Yisurim Drabanah. So I don't know if that's going to make it Chayav Korban.
No, it could be Deraisa.
And Yom Kippur is Machalkis if it's Deraisa.
Yeah. So what do we see from Rav Shlomo Zalman? And even though you shouldn't be doing this, and you're not interested in listening to the Torah, and you go ahead and do it, you're still cannot be the other Issa. And she became a Nidza. She's not supposed to be a Nidza. She's going to be the onus to become a Nidza at this stage. You're considered onus. We split it up. In respect to your giver, your chayiv. In respect to being a Nidza, you're off the hook. Aye. You're not interested in having the heter that she's not supposed to be around this time a Nidza. You're not interested. No, you're still considered onus. So we see what Shlomo Zalman Orbach is arguing on Yeshivas Yisrael.
No, it depends how connected they are. The case with the cow is directly connected. I mean, the whole heter with the cow was that I thought that is thinking it was connected to your father, thinking it's your father's, and doing something a legitimate use of something you would do with something that's your father's. Shechting of Yom Kippur is not a legitimate use of something you would do, even if your father's, and therefore the whole thing is out the window.
Hold on. Having a relationship with your wife is one action. When you're doing it, it's on Yom Kippur. Yeah? It's like shechting on Yom Kippur. Yeah? And we're saying shechting on Yom Kippur is doing two things. One, you're over at Yom Kippur, and you're mazik. Why don't we say the same thing? Klapi Yom Kippur, you're chayim. Klapi mazik, you're potter. Because no reason to think it's not your father's. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rabbi Yom Kippur, you're chayiv, and Rabbi, she's a nidza, you're potter. There's no reason to think she should be a nidza. So also by shechting the cow on Yom Kippur, say split it up into two.
So I'll tell you the difference. The difference is by Yerusha Baal Ishto, at the moment he did the Aveira, she wasn't a nidza. The nidza only came afterwards when he was already in the middle.
And if she was the beginning, you're putting in a kitchen.
It was the beginning, you had no
heter. No, as bevasach. Yeah.
How would you be?
Possible. So it seems to be a machlokus between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Yeshuas Yisrael, whether when the Torah gives you an allowance in a heter, do you have to have the kavanah to use that heter to be able to get off the hook? Or even if you don't have the kavanah, if the mitzvah is, you have this heter, even though you didn't know about the heter. Even if you're not interested in using the heter, you're still off the hook. The Shlomo Zalman says that you don't. If there's a Messias, there's a heter out there, then even if you're not interested in using the heter of the Torah, you're still off the hook. So therefore, relate it back to our case and say that God, if he didn't know that he was doing something which the Torah wants him to do, but at the end of the day, it's what the Torah wanted him to do, so therefore, he's off the hook. According to the Shlomo Zalman Orbach. According to the Shlomo Zalman, in order to be able to get off the hook for damages, you have to actually know I want to do what the Torah is telling me. And if you don't, then you're not off the hook. seems to be a machlokas between Rosh Hashanah and Zalman Orbach and Yeshua Sisra.
And if he was wearing kilayim, when he was like shaving the kid, he wasn't stealing, he was just wearing kilayim.
So then it's got nothing to do with the saving the kid.
They have to be related.
They have to be related. That actual action is mutzah because this is the Torah says we want to save the kid. This is the way to save the kid. Is therefore I'm correct in comparing this machlokas to our case? That's my question.
In the case of the fear, the action is usher to begin with. Whereas the cow, you're allowed to shet the cow.
You don't have to shet the cow on Yom Kippur. The action is also on Yom Kippur.
It's interesting because the Rambam is mashba not like the former Rambam. The Rambam says the reason that a person is an onus when he's Baal Ishto and Kirsanida is because Mahayo lo lasos. Here we know Mahayo lo lasos.
Yes.
The Rambam says the reason.
See, the Rambam is not mashba like the Shomim Zalman's not. If you look in the Rambam, his Lashonus or the Rambam on the case of the Nidda case doesn't seem to fit with the Shomim Zalman's psak.
Okay. There is a difference between the cow and the man on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
The difference is, in truth, in the case of the cow, it's not his. He's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. It's not his, it doesn't belong to him at any time whatsoever, no matter what the circumstances. We let him off because we say, well, maybe he couldn't know. He's got good reason to say, he was doing something that's not also under any circumstances. In normal circumstances, it's a normal thing to do. So therefore, it's a different thing. One thing is, under any circumstances, something should not be done at all. Well, what the circumstances should be done.
Okay. You're saying that there's a score to say Rosh Hashanah and Zalman's not arguing on the Shuas Yisrael. Okay. I wanted that you to concentrate on whether these cases are comparable to our case with the Ganav breaking into the car or not.
Say if he was driving not on Shabbos, it would be
driving on Shabbos, yeah.
If he wasn't driving on Shabbos, he would be
if he wasn't driving, yes, he'd be an onus. Now that he's driving on Shabbos, he's not an onus. Yeah. So that.
I don't know that they're comparable because the former Zalman is talking about onus klapei shamayim. And here by Hezek, we're talking about between people. I don't think it's the same standard necessarily. I think Kadosh Baruch was a lot more makel with us than people are.
Oh, it's Svaris, it's like a Haskofa there.
I don't know that you
Haskofa,
but okay. He's not speaking about specifically Hezek. He's talking about, you know, Ben Adam Lamach on here.
With the
Tinoch,
there was a
Koelis
that came out. The other things are the opposite, the negative. It's like maybe you can be more maple when there's a good thing that comes out of it.
Have a baby.
What?
Okay. Okay, we'll go like this. In the case of the Shabbos and the car, and he was an onus, he was driving on Shabbos, but he's an onus that the actual crash took place. That is mamish along the lines of this machlokas between Rosh Hashanah and Zalman Orbach and Yeshua Yisrael, that you're, on one hand, you're doing two things, you are breaking Shabbos, on the other hand, you're damaging the onus, which gets you off the hook. Do we look at you an onus, or meaning, do you need to say I'm interested in the Torah's head or not? Machlokas Yeshua Yisrael, the Shomer Zalman Orbach, if you wouldn't say any of the hashkofik chilukim that you want to say over here. But that would be a machlokas. Let's get back to our case of the gun. The gun, if you read the Choshen Mishpat against Shin Bei Siv Gimel, I purposely left out three words from the first time I read it. Now we're going to read it again in order to put these three words in, and this changes the whole picture. The Shavu Kalim, Bein Sharota, Bein Shal Otam Potter. If you break something in order to save somebody's life, you're Potter. Bein Shiova, why? There's a reason. It's not Stam, you're Potter. It's the reason. In order that for future events, you should say, you will stop. You may say, if you're chayav for damages, because you saved the guy, next time you'll think twice. Well, why should I bother saving him? If I save him, and in the course of the process I break something, I'm going to be held accountable and pay, I'll think twice before he gets involved the next time. So in order that people shouldn't do that, we have a special takana that make it that he should be chayav to pay.
Even if it's a tail
of the road, even although he's saved his life, meaning that he's mechuyev to save the person's life. But if he breaks something, he's done a mitzvah, but he still has to pay.
Even if it's a tail of the road, Dave?
No, that's not. He's mechuyev to save the life, but if he breaks some of these objects in the process, he has to pay for that person's damages. But no reward made them to come. If we do that, then people won't save people so easily. So we make a tzakona, that's, you're off the hook, even though really you should pay. Why? Because we want you to save this next time you come along. If that's the reason, then look in our case of the Ganav. The Ganav broke the window. By breaking the window, he saved the child's life. Should he have to pay or not? We said lachor et hamachlokes v'shim rashom azalman and the shush Yisrael, whether you need to have kavanah to use the heads of Torah to get off. No, if you think about it, it's not totally on that. Because what's the reason why normally we say you're off the hook if you break an item in the process of saving someone's life? Why are you off the hook?
You have good kavanah. You have good kavanah to save the person's life. And we don't want to.
We want to encourage you to repeat the action.
Because we want you to encourage you to repeat the action of saving the person's life.
And we don't want to encourage you to repeat.
Now with the gunner, was he osik? Was he involved in Hatzalah or not? By breaking the window at the time.
Subconscious level.
Was he involved in it? Was he involved in it?
Everyone's a shaman detail.
So for two reasons. Firstly, he wasn't involved in saying that wasn't his intention. His intention to steal it. So if you make him chayiv, next time he comes along, he's not going to refrain from breaking the window when he sees a child inside. Because last time he was hired because he wasn't interested in saving a child's life, because he didn't know the child was there. So he's not going to be put off when you say, oh, he gets me in here, then I'm going to bother saving a child next time. No, it's not terrible. Last time you weren't saving the child, and that's why you had to pay. This time there's someone called saving, then you tackle with paying that time. But here, we're going to hide you. Eric even has a small logic. He says he's still going to go ahead and do it next time. In any case, he still wants to break the car and steal the car.
I would say the opposite. This guy, once he saw the child, could have said, who cares about the child, and gone and enjoyed his new car. And instead he chose to give the child back. So he, Taka, does need a good incentive to motivate him next time to give. He's going to say, forget it, I'm not returning children next time I steal a car. But what happens to the car?
No. Everyone agrees. No.
Anybody become a murderer if I'm not taking
to
a murderer?
No, it's different. Everyone.
That's
you do one affair, it doesn't mean you do another affair. At the time of breaking the window,
a thief doesn't want to become a murderer, especially a from thief.
It's true. It's your joke. It's true.
When you damage someone's property, if you have to save, isn't there a case of like the flood is coming? And you put up sandbags or something, or you damage someone else's property in order to save yours.
That's before the damage is here. You can protect yourself even
if you're to pay.
Then you don't have to pay. But there you're protecting yourself before there's even damage. It's different. So the Chorah here, even Rashom Zalman Ulbach, who says normally you don't need to have the Kavanah to use the Torah to get off. Here Rashom Zalman Ulbach will agree that in order not to pay for the damages, you have to have the Kavanah to be involved in that song. If you're not, then you're not, because the whole reason is just a tzakana in the first place. And there's no reason for the tzakana when you're not interested in doing hatzalah. There's no reason.
Except with the problem here, that here he's actually breaking the kelim of the rodei.
Ah, rodei?
Yes, the father put him in the car and left him there.
What?
Ah. Now, what's it? I'll let everyone think. You're smiling, so you hear something over here. What? No,
you think. I didn't hear what you said.
Don't need to hear a thing. Think about it. I'm asking the question now. Matthias has already given the answer for you, even before I had the chance. At this stage, we're halting. Driving car Shabbos, damage somebody, owners, Tolly and that machlokas over there with Shem Zaman Shus. Saving somebody's life, without intention of saving their life, and breaking some item in the process, everyone agree you're chayv, because it really should be chayv in any case, normally. It says the tikkun, there's no reason for the tikkun here, because you only get the tikkun if you're involved in that Tolly, you're not involved in Tolly. Why in our case, it's not comparable to the case of the Shulchan Aruch? The case of the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Pesach Gimel, is one case. And our case of breaking the window is not comparable. My halacha conclusion, which I just said, was based, it's the same case of Shin Pesach Gimel, which we just read. Why is the gun of breaking into the window not comparable? Therefore, I can't make this conclusion.
Not comparable
to the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where it says that you see somebody running after somebody to kill him. In order to save his life, you run after the person to save him. And in the course of running after, you damage Levi's kelim. You say you're off the hook for paying for Levi's damage, because it's encourage you to save in the future. Why is that not comparable for in the case where you break the car's window, try to steal it, and end up saving the child's life?
Because he ran after him. He broke it while he was running after to save him. Here he wasn't breaking it when he ran after to save him.
So therefore you're chayef. That's what I'm saying. The Shulchan says, if you're involved in that solar, you're potter. If you're not involved in that solar, you're chayef. That's what we said just now. Why am I... My conclusion that it's the same case, it's just wrong kavonas, wrong. I'm saying it's the same case, just you had the bad kavonah, and therefore you have to be chayav. Why am I wrong in comparing it to the case, and therefore making that conclusion in the halacha?
You want to say it's not the same because the father of the car is a rodeh for leaving the child. But the Shulchan Aruch case is a case of rodeh. That's exactly the case.
It's two cases. It's two cases. Yes, and what does it say?
So then, if you're trying to...
Well, Shover Kalim. Which Kalim did you break?
In the process of...
Whose Kalim did you break?
It doesn't matter whose. It doesn't matter whose.
Whose Kalim did you break?
The Roda.
Shakol Otom.
So here's the Roda. So here's the Roda Kalim.
Yes. Is it Shakol Otom?
It's Shakol Otom.
It's the Rodev.
Or Shakolim. Vain Zed. Either way.
Now.
So the car is the Rodev's car.
Now.
Breaking his case.
There's a difference in halacha. Why you're off the hook if you break the one who's chasing the person?
Oh, wow.
Or you break the one, somebody who's not involved in it, it's just somebody stranger. Nothing to do with the chase.
Well, it doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch. It says in all the Nosekelim and the Makar, the halacha is there. There's a difference. The difference is like this. If you break somebody who's not negligent at all, he's not involved in the chase at all. In the course of saving Yankel's life, you break Shimon, Skelem, and Shimon was nothing involved, then really you should be chayev. You give a special tikkun to get off the hook, even though you should be chayev to pay for Shimon, in order to encourage you to do proper hatsola next time as well. But if you break Reuven's keli, who Reuven is chasing Shimon, and of course to save Shimon from Reuven, you break Reuven's Canaan. There you're off the hook, not because of a Takana. Why are you off the hook there?
He's a Rodev.
And if I can kill him,
I'll stop him.
I can even damage him in order, physically or monetary, in order to protect the guy. You're a Rodev. As soon as you are a Rodev who's chasing somebody, then everything is now open in order for me to protect him from you. How do I protect you? Either from killing you, or from damaging you, or from damaging your money in order to stop you killing him.
But this is a
and that's not because of the corner, that's me eating. The Torah says you can kill him to protect him.
But it's not a road there.
The father's a
road there.
He put the kid in the car and closed the door. Doesn't matter. Is also Rodin.
Let us look at the car.
Yes. If somebody's car is barreling into you, I can blow up his car to prevent them from killing you.
Let us look at the car case. The child's in the car. What's killing the child?
The car, not the father.
The heat.
What's the part of the car?
The heat.
The window is being closed. It's killing the car.
The child. Probably killing the car too.
Yeah. And the car, and the owner of the car, or wrote it from his own child. So in order to save the child, you can break the car, because the car is killing the child. The car is chasing after the child. I can break the car in order to save the car. That's not because of Tekona. That's for Ikatim. The car is the motive. Is that the case? So therefore, since the car is the motive, then I don't need to have Kavona. I don't need Kavona in such a case. And even according to the Yeshua Yisrael, who says normally you need, you want the head of the Torah, you have to actually Kavona to have the head of the Torah. Here, it's not a head of the Torah. It's a Messias. The child is being killed by the car. To save the life, you can kill the car. As the Gemara calls it, a rodent is gavre katonihi. He, as soon as he's a rodent, he's a dead person. Halachically, he's a dead person. Doesn't exist anymore. As soon as the car is chasing the child, the car doesn't exist anymore. I'm breaking something which doesn't exist. Breaking something which doesn't exist, you can't charge me for damages.
So the father is not a rodent, is he?
The car is the rodent, yeah. And break, whenever something's a rodent, it doesn't exist. The Torah says, get it out of existence. Doesn't exist, have it. Has no chashivas. The car is a rodif. Has no chashivas. It doesn't exist. So I'm breaking something that doesn't exist. Even though I didn't have kavanah, but you can't charge me. It doesn't exist. I killed the car. The car is already killed. So therefore, even the Shuas Yisrael will agree is. What we've done, we've gone, forget. We started off by saying, think about it, what have we done tonight? We started off by saying, it's about Lucas Yeshua Self and Rosh Hashanah Ma'uba. Then we said, no, everyone will agree, Rosh Hashanah Ma'uba will agree here that everyone will say you're Chayim, because you didn't have Kavanah Matzah, you need the Tekonah, you have to have Kavanah. And you didn't have Kavanah, so you don't get the Tekonah. Now we've concluded, no, you don't need it to do it because of the Tekonah. The ring is the chart, the car itself is a rotif, and even everyone now would agree, even if you would agree, that he's potter. So we said it's a machlokas, then we said everyone agrees he's chayv, now we're saying everyone agrees he's potter.
That's our final conclusion.
And that...
is that your final answer?
That is our final conclusion. Over here. At the moment.
Like the royal we.
What?
He's a
gunner. Yes, he's a gunner. But the car is a rotor. As well. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let's move to our next case. Yes.
Somebody else comes along and steals his good. As a consequence, the rodent gets caught.
If that stops him being a rotif, then that's what we say, yes. Yes. Even if he didn't have Kavana.
But still chayv in the Shemayim. You're stealing. Or no, not even chayv in the Shemayim.
Please.
Your midah tovos won't be worked on for such an action, correct? Your midah ra will still have koach over you. Even although you don't get charged even b'day Shemai, maybe for such an action. Okay, let's move to the next one. Okay, let's move to the next case. Is it comparable, this case, to that? Now, apparently, this is a big apparently, but it's written down, this case happens. Maisa hoya, kach hoya, maybe lo hoya. But it's interesting case. And even if it's theory, that's okay. Bad this happened. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said this case happens. Okay, fair enough. That's how it happens. Reuben was carrying diamonds with him. not his diamonds, somebody else's diamonds he was carrying. He was looking after them. Walking along the streets.
Shomer Chinam?
Shomer Sokka, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what type of show. Walking along in a quiet area, and then there's a highway robbery. Shimon comes up to him with his gun and says, "You're carrying diamonds, give me the diamonds." He knew he had diamonds on him.
Usually the case.
Yeah. So he gave him over the diamonds. So Shimon's about to leave, a quick getaway. Reuben said, "Before you go, can you do at least one favor for me?" Okay, what do you want? So, look, no one will believe me that I was robbed.
Shoot me in the leg.
Could you, look, I got my hat here, could you shoot in my hat? Then I could show them that I was robbed and someone with a gun came up to me.
This is actually in the children's storybook I have at home.
I don't know, this is something said happened. So then the children's storybook came first, and this is Silverstone's book came second. I don't know which order it is.
I could just write him a letter, right? Others will show me from here.
So, he shot into the hat and made a little hole. He said, "It's too little. It's too little. Little hole like that. Can you shoot another one on this side of it?" He shot. "A few more. Can you do a few more? One, two." And then it clicks. Now knows.
No more bullets.
As soon as he knows there's no more bullets, he jumps on. Reuben jumps on the gun and gets back the diamonds, and off we go.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. In the book, the guy's name was Igor, not Shimon.
Shimon is caught.
Surprise, surprise.
He goes to prison. In prison, he becomes a Baal Teshuva. Gets out of prison. Reuben takes him to Beis Din. With what claim? "You owe me for new hat." We're now in Beis Din. Shimon the Brezlev Baal Teshuva. And Reuben claiming from Shimon, "You owe me for a new hat, you damaged my hat." Now, it's a nice story. But let's look at halachically, even if it didn't happen, is Reuben got a claim?
Why not?
Because he told him to ruin
the hat. Yeah, he was a role.
That's the why not.
He was in the process of defending himself. That was his strategy.
Well, if he asked somebody else to shoot his hat, the guy would be chayev.
Right, it isn't about property.
He was a shliach.
Right, it isn't about property.
He told him to do it.
Shiva wants to go already. Leave me alone. I want to go.
So,
I mean, it was on his property for sure. If it was on his land, right, then you could do anything to it. And if it was on property, that would be an open shut case.
So it says like this, the Shulchan Aruch. Tell me if it fits into this case. Give a Shomer, if you say Satsabati, Kach Knize, take my hat, Shomer Begit Zevakoru, take it, break it, and he goes ahead and breaks it. Moshe Kane. How is that potter? You tell somebody to break your own clothes, own garments. The person who breaks it is potter. Even though he didn't say break it and I'll let you off, he just says break it. And you go ahead and break it, you have the hook. So here also the Galif. The Galif says, "Hey, I just lumped up Yomi this morning." And it says over here that if you tell me to break it, I'm off the hook. So I'm off the hook for breaking your hat.
Well, there's a difference. I mean, it doesn't do with Shulchan Aruch's cases, but here, he's the one putting him in the position where he's making it.
Why should that make a difference?
Because that could make it that he is the one, the ultimate cause of the Hezek is the Ghana. That I could see where there's a difference there. I'm not saying that it's conclusive.
But of his own free will and volition, apparently, he stumps says to the guy, "Damage her." Here, the circumstances are entirely different. He's put him in a position where is either in danger or he could be accused of doing something he didn't do. The other guy has caused something to him. The other guy is causing these problems to make these decisions. Here in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a situation where he's been caused.
Therefore, why should it make a difference whether you're the cause or not the cause? By Hilchus Mazik. Why should it make a difference whether you're the cause or not the cause? Every day, I'm telling you to break it. Well, I am telling you because you caused me. But now I'm telling you to break it. So why should it make a difference if you're the cause, the original cause, not the cause?
He's under stress. Under stress makes him onus. He's under...
Onus?
He's under a forced situation. He's not under a forced situation.
Okay, let's read the excerpt and we'll finish here. The excerpt. The reason why, when you tell somebody, Korek and Susi, break my garments, Abelos and Zerah Hippot, it doesn't mean I'm letting you off. It doesn't mean break it, I'm letting you off. Ella, Tafila Hotham Melapot, even if you say break it, and you don't mean to let him off. Break it, and I'm still going to charge you, but you don't say you're going to charge him, you just have in mind I'm going to charge him. I feel the Mela, still your potter. Kevin Zushus Balam of it, because the person who damaged got involved because of the Balam. The owner says break it. Why did it get broken? It's a combination. Why did this hat get broken? Combination between the owner and the Mazik. So because of both of them, the hat got broken. The Torah says somebody who damages is only chayav if he's the one that's totally damaging the object. But if there's a partnership, like we started off 2 weeks ago, if there's a partnership between the one who's damaged with the one damaging that created the overall damage at the end, that is with both of you together that created the damage, then the Torah doesn't chayav you. In order to mechayev the mazik, he has to be the only partner. If there's a partner that is involved, is the one who's getting damaged, then the Torah says you're not going to be mechayev. So therefore I say, break my hat, and you break it. Why did the hat get broken? Because there's two people involved. The owner hat, and him, who actually did the action. Together, they created the hat to be broken, so you're off the hook. If that's so, let's look at the gunner. The gunner who was shooting into the hat. Is there a partnership here, or is there no partnership here?
There is a partnership. There's the same partnership. There's the same partnership here, according to that. The partnership here is his... Break my garment. Who says break my garment? Who says break my garment?
No, I thought then you're going to say your svara. Then your svara has basis. Why is he saying to shoot into his hand? Why is he saying
to save his life.
Save the money. Why is his money in danger?
Because he's got a gun.
Because the guy came along. So therefore, if you look at the whole big picture, the only reason why this hat had to get broken in the end of the day is because Shimon came and tried to steal the diamonds. If it weren't for Shimon stealing diamonds, the hat would never been broken. Reuven was only asking to shoot into his hat because he came along in the first place to steal. So there's no partnership over here. It's all Shimon breaking the cause at the end of the day. Look at the big picture. Why is the hat broken? Because Shimon came and robbed. That's why the hat. If Shimon wouldn't have gotten robbed, there would be no hat broken at all. And therefore, there's no partnership. And therefore, he's hired to pay. And that's how Rabbi Yisrael Zilberstein said the based in Paskin, they was chayav to pay for the damage of the hat.
Surprised in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the guy doing the damage doesn't have to pay, doesn't have to get paid for doing the service.
Yeah, there's another detail. Anyway, when you come back to our car case, where he's breaking the window, over there, for sure, there's a partnership involved. Over there between the car and the gunner breaking the window. If you wouldn't have closed the window, then the Torah said you wouldn't need to break it. So there, for sure, over there, you're going to be chayev, you're going to be potter for paying for breaking the windows. In conclusion, in all the cases we've seen tonight, case of driving the car on Shabbos, the owner should mazik somebody, the machlokas, Yeshua's Yisrael, the Shomazam, the case of the gunner, who broke into the car to steal the car, and he ended up saving the life of the child. He's off the hook for breaking the glass window, because at the end of the day, the car was already broken, so to speak, was causing the Torah. It's a broken item already when it's trying to kill the item. And the case of the gunner who shot bullets into the hat at the request of the person he's stealing, he has to pay, because he's the total cause of the hat being broken and ruined in the first place. Because if he wouldn't have come along, then it wouldn't be the situation of stealing. There's a kutz, and this you can think till next week. I'm not going to talk about it next week, just think over Shabbos, discuss it over the table. Yitzhak Zilberstein says that there's a snag on this to the story over here. He says, and the shomer came and said, look, I saved these diamonds. I also just learned Daf Yomi. And it says there that if you save diamonds from listing Mizuin, then the diamonds are hefker. They're ownerless. As soon as the ganav gets hold of them, they're ownerless. And therefore, they don't belong to the original owner in the first now. And now that I saved them from the ganav, so therefore the diamonds belong to me. Said, if you want to claim, the Basin says over there, if you want to claim that the diamonds are yours, you know what you're doing by doing that. You're saying that shooting bullets into my hat, yes, whose was for what?
Benefit,
was
benefit.
I want you to shoot into my hat. Why? To get hold of the diamonds. Then you can't have two things. It's either the diamonds or the hat.
I'll take the diamonds.
Now you think about it, whether he's entitled to the diamonds.
I want to know when the car thief and the...
Okay, have a good Shabbos.
The car thief and the father are both put in prison. One for the